Thank you, Troy. It's coming up on 17 after 8 o'clock, and Dave Jarvis has our sports.
Well, the Ducks have their back against the wall, figuratively and literally. If they do not win tonight, the season is over, and Creighton wins the college basketball invitational title. But it's being played in Eugene, and Creighton hasn't won a road game since January 9th, so the odds favor the Ducks. Catch the game here, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. And if the Ducks win tonight, they play Friday night for the championship, also at the mat. Right now, here's Dan Patrick.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. There seems to be two schools of thought for forecasting the 2011 baseball season. The consensus picks are the Red Sox and Phillies. They both added star power and look dominant on paper. But some experts don't want to be fooled like they were last year when the Giants came out of nowhere to win it all. They're looking for this year's surprise team. Maybe it's the Rockies or the A's. How about the Brewers? For some reason, people are ignoring a logical choice to be this year's Giants. How about this year's Giants? They have a dominant pitching staff led by Tim Lincecum and young hitters like Buster Posey. It's not easy to repeat. A National League team hasn't done so since the Big Red Machine in the mid-70s. But San Francisco deserves its due. They still have the talent and the attitude. You can say other teams have an edge on paper, but that didn't matter last year in the postseason. And it might not even be true heading into this season. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
News Talk 1110 KBND, and like Dave mentioned, we're not going to have the Blazer game tonight. They will be at New Orleans, but we're going to do the Duck game tonight, and hopefully they are going to come out with a win.
Go Ducks!
All right, we're looking forward to it. Our news today, what's going on there, Kim?
Oh, in 1110 KBN news headlines, we have this afternoon we should have a better handle on the homeless problem in Central Oregon. Also, the latest numbers show the home prices continue to fall in most major cities, and a Bend financial advisor says this is what we should expect for at least a little while. Also, the Oregon House is considering a measure to fund a new I-5 bridge. Lawmakers are hearing the pros and cons on that issue. That's 1110 KBND news headlines.
All right. We're going to have full stories coming up for you. Get your news newscast at 5 and 35 past the hour and updates at 20 and 50. So I like to keep you going during the morning. If you're going to, you know, rob somebody, you know, you're going to call him first.
Oh, are we doing a stupid criminal file?
Oh, this is stupid criminal.
How'd you know that?
This is stupid criminal. Call a pizza place, and their plan is we're going to order these pizzas and not pay for them. So what happens is, this happens in Cincinnati, they're calling the guy on the phone. The guy is a little suspicious about this order, and before the says, okay, thank you very much, you know, but he doesn't hang up the phone. The guy on the other end talks to his partner about plans, how we're going to rob this guy. He'll show up with the pizza and we'll just take off with it. So the employee calls police. Police help him out. He delivers the pizza and it's a sting operation. And the two guys did run off with the pizzas and were immediately ran into police.
So. Wow, pizza sting operation.
Oh,
that's
hey,
impressive.
You know.
Well, they're looking for, you
pizza's
know.
Pizza's hot.
Pizza's hot. And there's no money out there, so free pizza, why not? Let's go up to the air and see what's going on with our Skyview traffic this morning. Here's Adam.